Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for July 26th through 30th. I wrote the dates down.
Woo!
Yay! So, something happened with our website that, for whatever reason, some people were filling out the fan spotlight forms and they weren't getting sent to us.
That's so awful.
So.
That's so awful because we would have been so excited to talk to everyone the second that we saw this come through.
I did send out emails to everyone that... Basically, we respond.
We do.
You know, so if you sent us a message and did not get a response from us, check your email because you have one now.
Yes.
Maybe check spam. I think I figured out the kink. There was something with the transition from host platforms, whatever, but so sorry. I'm really good with communication, I swear.
Please don't stop emailing us. We want to be your friend.
Yes. Okay, that was the only update that I had.
Good. So where are you starting?
I don't know.
No, I started.
Don't read my notes. You're picking up my notes.
I have my notes, but you have to start. I started last time.
I said that Brad could get info from the Woos in prison to help Carly and Jason keep in charge and maybe get their trust back. And therefore, maybe he could get Lucas back. But like Ryan Carnes.
There you go.
Nothing against the new Lucas, but we haven't seen him. So.
Right. I can't even judge his performance at this point. I know. Because he was on for 5 minutes and then he's gone.
Yeah. But that was my brain dump.
I like that. We've said 1,000 times. There's no reason that Brad isn't involved with the Woo family.
Right. But he could get the inside information, you know, mm-hmm. be like, here's what's going down. And then we get Brad back.
And then Carly and Jason wouldn't have to get married.
Correct.
Because that's still just weird. That's all they talked about this week was how weird it was. And I was like, yeah, it's weird because it's weird. Stop doing it. Poor Carly. And I still don't like her ring. They zoomed in on that again this week. And I was like, just don't like it, Jason. I'm sorry.
I loved her talking to Laura, though.
Yes.
That was, we need more of that.
I liked Laura's facial expressions whenever Gladys was trying to butt in. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry you have to deal with that woman.
Yep.
So funny.
Perfect.
We always love Laura, though. And I think she just gets better and better.
She does.
The more that they put her on screen, it's like she comes to life more.
Yes.
I felt like this week was all about the teens. They were all over.
It was pretty good, yeah.
My daughter was in the room whenever Cam and Joss were kissing and Elizabeth walked in. And I was like, what the? And she was like, oh, maybe this show is better than I thought. And I was like, yeah.
I just love Liz's face. Like, she just stopped and was like, wait, what?
Yes. But she tried to remain calm. Sorry.
She did.
Interrupt.
Yeah, she's like, but what's happening here?
Wasn't expecting to walk in on that when I heard you kids out here.
Yeah.
So, and I liked that Cameron was like, sorry I didn't come to you sooner. I'm just so used to going to Franco. That made me sad, happy. Cute could have been stepdad moment. I feel like I'm all over the place already, but I feel like...
I feel like everything... It was all over the place this week.
Were you angry this week?
With what? With the fact that Wiley had his third birthday party?
Yes. As soon as they said it, I was like, oh, Shannon's going to be mad.
Well, so I did look, and July 30th is the day that Wiley was born, so... Do you think it's Harmony?
Yes.
Jonah's grave.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. I'm so glad we're on the same page. Because for 1 second, like before they showed
her
place.
And I think
that's
who Willow opened the door to.
Right.
I don't understand her reaction though, because she and Harmony were in a good place when
right.
we last saw them.
I'm
going to be very confused by.
I would be happy if it was someone else that could give us a different storyline and something to care about. Because I really don't care about her and Harmony.
So somebody posted on Twitter. Something about how they think it's ironic that Willow gave up her baby for adoption to save him from a cult leader, but she's okay with helping a mobster's son raise his son and keep the crime family okay.
Very true.
So, but there was a lot of talk this week on social media saying just give Willow her own storyline because she's kind of blah right now.
She is kind of blah right now.
We've been saying it, just keep her single for a little while. Like, that's something that we didn't talk about. We were just talking about this with somebody else. Oh, and we were talking with Vinny about, like, that they dumb down the women.
Oh, yeah.
And they always make them need a man, you know? And
so I think they should have, now that Carly saw not Sal, but new.
She was, Carly was really good this week.
She was.
Have you, you've dropped the ball on your star of the week or whatever, your gold star.
I'm sorry. I guess she
we were going to make that.
She would be the good gold star of the week, but Spencer would be the bad gold star of the week.
Okay. You
know, can I have a black star now?
Because
I
feel like have a black star.
That's who would get it because he was making me so mad, but I'll get to him in a minute.
Okay.
I think that they should, now that Carly knows or kind of knows that her and Michael are together, they should have Willow end up kissing Chase because she's conflicted on her feelings and Michael walk in on that. And then both of them be like, what the heck, you have to pick. And her say, you know what, for my own mental health, I need to step back and to think about everything because you're both coming at me and I care about both of you and I don't know what to do. And then take her own time away from both of them. And that's a normal situation.
And I think Carly would totally help her too.
100%.
The way that she approached it, I was really not expecting her to say, what are you guys doing?
Right. You know, this is a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Figure out what's going on.
And she owned up to her own stuff. She's like, yeah, so I've done that a few times and it does not turn out well.
Right.
And she even said, and you're a nice person.
Exactly.
So don't let this happen.
Right.
You know, because
it's going to be extra hard on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think at this point she's in an impossible situation.
Yes.
But I think that Chase is also going to figure out that there's something there and he's not going to tell them that he can walk.
First of all, Jason and Michael talking right outside the window, the double doors, to which Chase was on the other side of.
Right. Was that as bad as Brooklyn talking to the baby saying something about not being her real mom?
Don't worry, your mom will be here soon.
Yeah.
Apparently, she does not have a baby monitor. Though.
Exactly. That's exactly
Nobody has baby monitors.
There are so many children in that house that there has to be baby monitors. There should be Ring cameras at all the entrances or some type of security camera that is picking up these voices. They should all learn to zip their lip.
And I'm sorry. And I understand that Willow married Chase just to help him or whatever.
Right.
Why are they not living together?
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, why?
Right. Absolutely. You would get fold-out couch and have him sleep downstairs if he can't do the steps.
They have enough money. They can put like a chair lift thing in the gatehouse or wherever it is that she's staying. Or, oh my gosh, she could move into the main house and sleep in the same room as her husband. That would be some drama.
Right.
Because then she would be maybe sneaking out of her room and down the hall and Valentine would catch her and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
Where are you going?
When did that happen?
Exactly.
And Brooklyn would stop her and be like, stop it.
Exactly. I told
These walls are not as thick as you thought they were.
Oh, maybe people could think that it was Valentine and Brooklyn hooking up when they hear Michael and Willow hooking
Seriously.
Up. And then it would be all kind of like, well, I thought you were in so-and-so's room and I thought you were in so-and-so's room.
Right.
That would be a good twist on everyone trying to figure out, like at the breakfast table, who was actually hooking up with who.
But I think it's very big disservice. I mean, it's basically implying if you have any kind of handicap that you cannot.
Right. It's absurd.
Like
he even said the house is accessible for him because of Lila slept upstairs with her husband. She didn't have
correct.
Separate quarters. Give me a break.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. We were all over there, but
I think we covered it a lot there though.
So do you think that Austin knows the babies are switched?
No, but I loved Valentine apologizing to Chase.
Go ahead. You can say why you loved it. I didn't. It was kind of, I felt the same way Chase did. Like, you can't
like,
read.
Like, why are you apologizing?
Right. But, you can't read the future. You didn't know this was going to happen.
No, but he was. He was just like, I'm sorry that my actions eventually did. Yeah, exactly. Because he also could have raised Peter 100% himself and wound up with the same situation.
Exactly.
We're never going to know.
Exactly.
But, and he just congratulated on his marriage. And I don't know. I just liked all of it.
It was nice for him to reach out. So, hey, we're living in the same house. Maybe we shouldn't feel weird around each other. But apologizing, that was a little far.
And Chase has never given him a reason to feel. It's not like Chase has been like, it's because of you that I'm in this chair, you know?
I'm sure it Chase
probably hadn't
thought
even
about
occurred
it.
To him. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's so random. If someone apologized to me for something like that, I would say, I don't even know what you're talking about. My mind didn't go down that.
No, I agree.
No. Insane. I mean, thanks, Valentine, for trying to be nice, but now you're just trying a little too hard. So my black gold star. Yeah, Spencer with all of his, oh, hey, Ava, can we come to an agreement?
I thought he was actually, like, after he saw how heartbroken his dad was, I thought he was going to have a change of heart.
No.
Nope.
No.
Master manipulator.
Yeah, he's a jerk. I really don't want Trina with him.
This is where they're dumbing her down.
Yeah.
That girl is too smart.
And she already knows that he lied to her once. If he lied to you about his name, like, what else is he lying about?
everything.
Exactly. So stay away from him. You can do better. You're going to go off to college this year. There's going to be plenty of other new men. You can find one of them if you really want a boyfriend. Stay away from Spencer.
Yes.
And then Joss wouldn't officially say that. She was like, I'm just saying he likes to exaggerate the truth sometimes. No, he's a liar. He's a liar.
Straight up.
And a manipulator. Yep. Stay away.
And him trying to take over Ava's tab. And she's like, oh, no.
Right.
And he's going to throw a raging party at Windermere.
Right.
Nicholas is going to know.
Exactly.
He's going to notice.
Exactly. Maybe he's going to try to do it after hours at Curtis's bar.
Oh, no.
That'll get Curtis in trouble.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
Just saying.
No.
And then it'll be Jordan that has to bust the party and call Curtis and be like, why are all these kids here having an underage party?
Trina's such a good girl.
She is, but she's going to have to lose some of that goodness if she's going to be with him, because then her goodness is going to have to shine through to save him, blah, blah, blah. That's the storyline.
All right. We just wrote it. We're done.
I don't need to watch it. I already know.
I did love Carly having mocktails, though, to make sure that the...
Yes, and those looked yummy.
Can we get the recipe?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah. What else? We are like, woo!
We're kind of flying through all this. Oh, but I loved Carly and Joss talking.
Yes.
And then Portia and Trina.
Yes.
And I especially loved when Portia was like, I'm not asking your permission. I'm asking if you're okay.
Exactly.
Because she would approach it differently.
Right.
But she was not asking her daughter's permission.
Exactly.
To date.
But on the flip side, when she was talking to Curtis and he said, so if she would have had a problem, would I be here? And she was like, eh, probably not. Like, I'd have to figure out a different way to work.
She's not letting down that hand to.
Yeah.
She's not showing her hand to Trina, I guess.
And I like that Trina knows her well enough, or thinks that she knows her well enough, that when Joss said, you know your mom, do you think that she would be hooking up with him when he was still married? She was like, no, I don't think that she's like that. So
just the other way around.
Yeah, but we're not talking about a million years ago. Curtis wants her to tell her, though, about a million years ago. Why does that matter?
Just because he saw how the lie about Taggart hurt her. I feel like this is a little bit different, because then we're going to get put into who's my daddy.
Right.
And if it winds up being Curtis, then Curtis and Portia are going to be like, you and Ryan.
Oh, God. No.
Because you both had a kid and waited decades to get back together.
No. What? No. I don't want to compare it to that story.
Why? It's a good story.
No, because Portia didn't know who her kid's dad was then. I know who my kid's dad was.
That's true. Okay. I didn't go there. I'm
sorry.
Well,
that's part of our drama was
but
bad
I
things
didn't
then,
go,
but I know.
I wasn't thinking
I know.
That.
I know you didn't mean it insultingly. I just mean I'm
sorry.
I was 100% positive who my baby daddy was.
Oops.
So.
Well, I didn't think about that.
It is cute that they would get back together after all that time. I will give you that part of it.
But poor Taggart.
This is totally off subject, except for you brought him up. I made a joke. I was watching General Hospital today and the music was playing and I was like, that's what I'm going to walk down the aisle to. And he laughed and I was like, maybe then General Hospital would sponsor our wedding. And he was like, I will watch every episode and pay attention and that'll get them to sponsor us our wedding. Maybe we could even have some of the actors come. And I was like, I'll put Shannon on that. We'll have that done by the time it's wedding day.
There we go.
A special 411 Amanda and Ryan's wedding.
Cookie, you coming up? You gonna?
No, well, apparently the cat has something
to say. I've been pretty much gone all weekend. So she is like, you need to pay attention to me.
Do you have some good GH input? How come there's not more pets on the show, huh?
Seriously, why aren't there? We used to have all kinds of dogs and a duck.
The cats are better. So somebody should have a cat.
I agree. Has there ever been a cat?
I don't know.
I don't know if anyone's ever had a cat.
I don't know either.
Hey, super fans.
Didn't Lucky and them? I know they had the dog,
they had
but didn't they have a cat too?
I don't know.
I feel like they did. Or maybe it was never Mary Mae Ward lived there. I feel like there was a cat in that house.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Let us know who had a cat.
Yeah, feel free to call me out if I'm wrong, but I feel like one of them did.
Okay.
Michael was talking about getting a dog for a while.
Yeah, in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a year.
Everything's going to be perfect.
In a year. In a year. How many times did they say it?
Like 100.
In a year.
It was kind of like the river across Pennsylvania or whatever line. Oh, speaking of lines, I think I've whined on here about I hate the saying, it is what it is. Anna said it this week and I was like, be quiet, Anna, don't say
that. I didn't know that you hate that.
I hate that line. Huh. But every time that my ex would do something stupid and like refuse to discuss it, it is what it is. No, No.
You have a lot of choices in some of the stuff that you've done there, dude.
Exactly. And the way to shut down the conversation and essentially my feelings is not to say it is what it is.
Yeah.
And Anna said it and I was so mad.
So the freezer's empty.
Like we said.
Where did he go?
Gee, I don't know.
The cameras... I'm more impressed with the fact that Jordan knows where the east and the west side of that room is. See, okay. The things I pick up
yes,
on. Yep.
She did say that. You check that side, I'll check this side. Yep.
And Dante calling her out.
Mm-hmm.
Anna calling Anna out. Yeah.
But Anna was quick with that. We were already down here. We touched stuff. Sorry, you'll have to account for our fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. The fact that the cameras were off for how many weeks, you have no idea where it went.
Right.
It's just, who knows? It's going to be like Faison and Helena. He's going to just show up.
I was going to say, but I know that we, quote, saw Faison die on screen, but what if we didn't?
Right.
I mean, what if he actually did not die and he's been hanging out in the basement this whole time and now he's like, yeah, here, father-son time.
Let me bring you back. I'll just throw you in this ice-cold coffin for a minute, fix everything up, and we'll be on our way.
He's creeping out from behind and he's like, oh,
there's my son.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
We could do some Faison.
No. Why? You just want him because your husband loves him.
Well, yeah, but...
No. He needs
I
to
like Faison.
Dead.
He was super creepy.
He was super creepy.
Okay, who's creepier, Cyrus or Faison?
Faison.
Why?
Because he has that, like, evil, like, mad, scary person face. Mad scientist face.
Okay. Whereas Cyrus looks like
Cyrus
a puppy dog?
Cyrus is just a jerk. No, okay. Cyrus's meanness is more condescending.
Okay.
So he's a jerk and I don't like him, but he wouldn't like scare me. If I had to walk down an alley with one in each alley, I would pick Cyrus's before I picked Faison's.
Okay.
Here's our new test of who's scarier. Which alley will you go down?
Faison or Cyrus? Yeah, because I could see Cyrus would protect you, whereas Faison would throw you in front of or do bad things to you.
Right.
Okay.
I feel like Cyrus would at least give you a chance. And if he did have to kill you, he'd have to kill you because logistically that's what makes sense. Or Faison would just kill you because it's fun.
Mm. Okay.
There you go. There was a question I didn't realize I put so much thought into until you asked it, but okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see that Anna's screensaver was her and Finn?
No!
On her phone, before she answered the door to Dante, she looked at her phone and it was her and Finn. Why is her screensaver still her and Finn?
Aww.
No!
Hold it. Okay. Sorry. I did not just mean to snap at you so hard.
Go ahead.
But I had a thought this week. Because you said that I have a hard time, like, because I don't want to let Willow and Chase go.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that they should be together.
Mm-hmm.
I love Anna and Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally okay with her going with Valentine.
Maybe you just love the puppy dog love. Or maybe Anna and Finn weren't as entertaining as you like to claim that they were, because they weren't.
I never said that they were entertaining. I just liked them together.
They kind of bored me, but okay.
That's how I feel about Michael and Willow.
That's why we need Ava and Nicholas to figure out their stuff, because they are not boring.
Even or just Sasha and Brando.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And she manipulated his mom like no other.
Yes.
We're just going to take this job here, and you'll get to do all this stuff, and everyone will think that you're amazing because you work at Deception.
Yep.
Awesome.
Brando telling her to get a job, though?
Yes. Oh. Yes. She was ridiculous. I have had jobs. I did this. It was hard work. Yeah, most jobs
That's
are.
That's what work is.
That's why it's called work.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Sorry, I cut you off when I snapped at you.
That's okay. You're allowed to snap whenever you want. Snap, snap. I don't know what I was going to say. Sunny and Nina were like Monday, Tuesday episode, right? I didn't even take notes on them because they were so blah.
I just think it's so nice of Nina to be filling in her grandson's grandfather.
Yes.
On what he's up to.
Exactly. Wiley likes this, and then we did this.
Mm.
And he really misses his grandpa that got amnesia and no one knows where they live.
Oh, wait. That could be you.
I liked that he said he was ready to come to Port Charles. Like, when are you going to realize your lives cannot keep crossing each other like this
right.
and not get found out?
Exactly. I wish that they had, if we're going to do this whole storyline with Sonny being Mike, I wish they had done it in a legit place that he
no
didn't know anyone.
Know. Yeah.
not that anyone would visit, or I think it would have been really interesting to see him actually building a new life. Because I think, I mean, it's nice to see the different side.
Yes.
But this is infuriating.
It is, because Nina's too close to all of it. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And why, like we said, how would you possibly live this whole life over here and then go to Port Charles and act like everything is fine for this amount of time? I feel like even whenever you hear about people living double lives, someone's caught on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it ends up unraveling.
Yeah.
And considering that she works in the media, she should know that that's exactly what's going to happen. Nothing ever stays hidden forever.
100,000,000%.
100 and million?
100 and million.
Okay.
1,000,000%.
Thanks.
Correct.
All right. What else do you have? Because that was all I got. And I kind of went all over the place and summed up all my feelings this week.
Britt telling Jason that he owes her for the toothbrush
because
she wasn't ready for a new one yet was every woman's crazy side after a breakup. If you have not had that moment that you've at least thought of doing
right.
that.
Right.
And I mean, and right after she found out that she and Terry are going to be co. Mm-hmm. She totally saw that coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and especially when Terry actually asked, what if we can't get Britt? And Monica was like, well, the deal was the two of you. That's what I recommended.
Right. It'll be nice to see them work together.
I think it would.
It will be good for them. Both of them. They both have different strengths and weaknesses. I feel like that is the best plan.
Yes.
I did laugh about the toothbrush thing because you're right. We've all had that moment where we would have been like, last night when I paid $4.99 for your Wendy's, I didn't know we were breaking up today. Give me my right. $4.99 back.
Exactly. Plus tax. You owe me a Frosty.
Exactly. Frosties make everything better.
Do.
All right. What else?
Did you already talk about Liz telling Jason about Peter?
No.
Going to Scotty and asking exactly what the law defines excess or, justifiable homicide.
Right.
And then Scotty being like, yeah, so you're an accessory now.
Exactly. 90% of people that say for my friend, it's not for their friends. So why don't you tell me the real story?
But I appreciate the fact that he gave her pretty good advice, but was like, no, this will be a total conflict. I'm not helping your friend. Yeah. I'm helping you.
Exactly.
You know? Oh.
I like Scotty.
He's
less of a slime ball than he used
to be. I was going to say,
Right, I mean this moment in time, because next week he could do something gross, like the whole trying to get money off of people, blah, blah, blah stuff. No.
Yeah.
But this moment in time, I like Scotty.
Yes, I agree.
I wasn't sure what Sam was trying to get from Jack.
Okay. I'm confused by so many things. I think that I don't know.
Do you think Jack knows where Hayden is? When Elizabeth picked up the phone to call Nicholas, I thought she was calling Hayden.
So did I.
Okay. And how is she going to now stand there and be like, oh, okay, maybe I believe that you didn't kill her. No, Nicholas, quit lying to my face and tell me what's up.
So, I have a proposition. It's not going to be, obviously, this week or next week's 411, but the week after. I think we need to talk about Hayden's shooting.
Oh, okay.
Because they completely changed everything.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh, we can talk about that. I was like, we can't talk about that all right now.
Right.
It needs to be its own separate.
It does. I agree.
Subject that we.
Right. This is how it actually went down. This is how they're trying to rewrite it. This is the other way they're trying to rewrite it.
Right.
And I don't know.
Here's how many times Hayden was trying to be shot. Or exactly. Not trying. She was not trying to be shot. How many times people tried to shoot Hayden?
Exactly.
Yes.
But I just don't know. And except for thinking that Jax knows, I wasn't sure what Sam's whole motive was there.
Or her talking to Sean.
Skimpy little bathing suit. Like that's going to get him to pay attention. No, he's not going to give up anything. Jax isn't like that. He's not dumb. He can stare at you and think you're beautiful, but that doesn't mean he suddenly becomes dumb. Because they don't dumb down the men whenever it comes to women.
At all. Them. Nope. Ugh. Yeah, for once, can we just get a dumb guy?
That would be helpful. The last dumb guy that we had was Spinelli over Maxie in the very beginning.
Yeah.
That was a long time.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even say that he was a dumb guy, though. He was just smitten. Like, he was just he was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, he was, oh, and Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan was a puppy dog, too.
He was.
Okay, but I still wouldn't call them dumb.
They were the dumbest ones.
The most whipped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is whipped nicer than dumb? I'm not sure, but okay.
I think so.
All right.
I'm at least the way that I interpret it means just like they are so like in love with their woman that they'll bend over backwards for them.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that they're dumb. Just means that they're in love,
I meant like
which is
dumb
often interchangeable.
for their woman, not like dumb in general, because Finelli, you can never call him dumb. My God.
No, but I didn't understand when Sam was trying to tell Sean that she knows what he means about being
Yeah.
outside. You were in jail for like a minute.
Exactly. For a crime that you actually committed
Correct.
and given a fair sentence for the crime that you actually committed. The only
Yeah.
part that was unfair of the Sam stuff was the parole officer.
Right.
Not the
Because of the
same
way
as.
that she treated her, not
Right.
what
Right. There were rules
the
that you were not following, and then the parole officer took it harsher than she should have because she didn't like you.
Yes.
But still not the same as being actually incarcerated for all that time. You still got to go to your local coffee shop every day. Sam or Sean did not.
I just thought that was so I
Yeah.
could have done without those two lines. Like,
Yep.
no, you don't.
Mm-mm.
I love that Sean's gonna go work for Curtis.
Yes.
Wish that he was going back to Kelly's and doing our whole thing, but
Yes.
love that he's going to work for Curtis. I think that's awesome.
And I liked that Curtis said, I'm not giving this to you because I feel bad for you. I need your skills, and you can come there until you're ready to go off on your own thing. Love it. I would totally live at that bar with those men there all the time. I would spend way too much money at that restaurant.
Anyway,
What else? Anything?
Stella taking Jordan's divorce papers.
I don't even know what to say about that, except for no one would do that. Even Aunt Stella. Come on.
She just did.
I don't like it. So what? We're gonna have him move on with Portia, thinking that they're 6 weeks out from divorce, and then we're gonna
No, that's
forget.
Ava and Nicholas are 6 weeks
But
out
I
from
mean, that's a
divorce.
normal divorce
Is
proceeding.
it?
It's about that, yeah.
Really? That's quick.
I mean, some people get it done even quicker, but like normal time, assuming you're not pushing it, it's like 6 weeks
Oh, wow.
from the date that all your paper goes into your final sign the paper, like sign the official divorce decree
Yeah.
papers. At least
I mean,
in my
that's about
case,
how
it
long it
was.
takes to buy a house. So I'm kind of impressed that
There
that's,
you
yeah, we do like 45 days
go.
for close. That's about.
6 weeks is the timeline for everything good. Anyway, yeah, she's going to be waiting the 6 weeks, or they're going to be waiting the 6 weeks, just assuming that like everything's going through and their attorneys have the final divorce decree. They're going to move on. And then what, 5 years from now, they're going to be like, oh, wait, we're not really divorced because Aunt Stella stole the paperwork. Like, what is the point of this?
I don't know.
And Aunt Stella,
She's only gonna get Curtis mad at her.
exactly. You're not
Yeah.
helping in any way. Even if they call their attorneys and say, hey, did that get filed? And they say, no, it must have got lost in the mail. They're just going to reprint the papers. You bought yourself like 2 weeks, if that.
Right.
So dumb. And considering Aunt Stella talks about being like a good moral person, I don't see her doing that.
Right.
That was just awful. She would be another character that they're changing their whole attitude. I don't know that dumbing down is the right word in this situation, but you know what I mean?
Well, I feel like we're getting back to it's just such a difference from when she first met Jordan and hated her with the same passion that she's now trying to save their marriage.
Right.
I mean, if you didn't know this, the level.
The level that she hates Sean at now is how she felt for Jordan.
Yeah, I don't think I really have anything else. Jake's taking an animation class.
Yes, that was cute.
I
I'm
thought that was nice
glad.
because that's what my son's going to school for.
And I'm glad that they brought the kids' interests into it because that made sense.
And this week's 411, we will be talking with Mr. Hudson West.
He was so nice. I can't wait for everyone to hear that interview. He was so nice.
He was very sweet. Just the level of professionalism and
Yes.
things that he has done in such a short amount of time is unreal. Absolutely unreal.
I was talking about him all weekend because our one friend works for the talent agent
Oh,
for all
yeah.
the Pittsburgh movies that they do and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just talked to this kid. He started out in Ohio. I'm so impressed. And she was like, yeah, that's not typical. And I was like, I know. Oh,
Okay, good.
that
We should get her side on it too.
would be fun.
Yeah.
All right. I can set that up.
Well, has she ever helped get anyone on a soap opera?
I don't know. I can ask her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why haven't you done that
I'm
already?
sorry. It didn't occur to me.
Jeez Louise.
I keep trying to get her to make Madeline famous. Come on.
That's true. That is true. So that's all I have for the show.
Me too.
Do, do. Reality check.
I don't know who's first.
I don't know who is either. Do you have something exciting to say?
You're going to make fun of my reality check.
Oh no. Go ahead.
Oreos came out with like USA red, white, and blue, and they have Pop Rocks in them. They're not labeled as Pop Rocks. That's labeled as
Popping
exploding
candy. Yeah.
candy. So fun. Like
Okay.
I was way too excited over it.
I
And
am.
the first one that I ate, I was like, okay, nothing's popping. So then I had to try a second one, and then they started popping. So I think I just got the first one was a dud.
Yeah, I'm totally gonna make fun of you because I saw those in Walmart and Madeline was like, what are those? And I was like, not the real Oreos. We're not buying
They
that crap.
taste the same, except for they just also pop in your mouth. It was fun. I'm not gonna go buying them all the time,
Okay,
but
but I
they're.
don't even understand the point of that because an Oreo, you're supposed to dip in milk. Once it hits the milk, it's gonna start popping before it gets in your mouth.
Oh, I didn't dip them in milk.
You what?
I didn't dip these ones in milk.
Well, then you're eating your Oreos wrong.
Okay, how do you eat your Oreos? No, because I typically do use milk. So I'm just curious. How do you typically eat your Oreo, though? I need to know your process.
Okay, so I just dip it in until it gets like a little bit mushy, but not falling apart mushy,
Okay.
but not like super crisp still. And then I just like pop the whole thing in my mouth because I'm a pig. But Megan, because she doesn't want to get her fingers milky, she puts them on a fork and dips them and then pulls them out and
Okay.
eats them.
You know that they make spoons? They make Oreo like hooks
Do you have
to
those?
I don't.
Okay,
But you
thank
should that's what you should get Megan for her Christmas.
Christmas,
Yeah.
okay.
Okay, see I twist off and then I put two together. It doesn't matter if they're regular size or double stuff. And then I eat the cookie by itself.
Okay, the
Okay.
lids.
Okay, so I have this problem where things have to be even.
I love making fun of you. Go ahead.
And so, like, I'll have four Oreos. And so I combine two
Two
and
and
two.
two.
And then I eat the two lids and the two lids. And then I eat the other ones. But equal amounts on each side.
What happens if you get to the end of the pack and there's five left or three left?
Then I only eat two.
And you just leave one cookie in the pack.
There are three other people in this house that will totally eat that cookie.
Do you know how angry I would be if you gave me one Oreo and told me that was the end of
Do you know
it?
how many times I try to go get one and there's none in there?
I don't know
It's
how
payback.
anyone just eats one Oreo. That's your first problem. So there you go.
Just learned a lot about me.
There anything else besides popping Oreos you'd like to talk about?
I worked a lot. I really did.
Well, that's good. That means you're gonna be rolling in
Well,
it.
they say if you want to get business and real estate, plan a vacation.
There you go.
And my friend and I are covering each other's vacations. So, of course, both of us are super busy right now. Except for right now, it's my week to be handling everything, and then she'll get to handle everything else the next week. So,
Nice.
yes, it's just a lot. Not complaining. I mean,
Right.
it's just,
I
it
can't
was a lot.
imagine. I can't imagine. I've heard you guys talk enough to be like, woof, glad I don't have to deal with all that. But I'm glad that
It's all
you,
good things.
yes, are selling all kind of houses.
Trying to.
So I went to Girl Scout camp this weekend, and
Yay!
you who have been at Girl Scout camp would be so mad because they do their best. I'm not trying to bash anything, but their food is not the best
Nope.
normally. You always end up stopping, or at least all of our people end up stopping on the way to camp to get some real food. And then whenever you leave on the way home to get some real food because they're trying to meet everyone's dietary needs and restrictions and preferences. And so you end up with just like, ugh. Because of COVID, they can't serve the big things of food. So for breakfast, we had Pop-Tarts, donuts, muffins, English muffins, bagels, and little individual things of cereal.
Okay.
For lunch, we were up at Presque Isle. So they served lunch on the beach and they ordered these big hoagies and then they had potato salad and macaroni salad. And they had the little wrappy thingies if you didn't want the big hoagie sandwich. They had peanut butter and jelly. They even had peanut butter that doesn't have peanut butter in it for people who can't
Some
eat
butter.
peanut butter. Yes, I had never seen that before. And they gave you, normally they just give you like two Girl Scout cookies that are kind of stale. They gave you a whole pack, speaking of Oreos, of the six Oreos. Everyone got six Oreos. I'm so excited.
See, Oreos are the highlight for the week.
And I enjoyed texting my older girls who didn't come with me and being like, look what we're eating, look what we're eating. And they both were like, oh my gosh, that's not fair. And then for
There's
dinner,
no protein really in here, though.
And then for dinner, we had pepperoni pizza.
Okay.
Oh, no, they did have a veggie tray with hummus if you wanted to take some. I, of course, didn't, but it was on there. And then for dinner, they had pepperoni pizza. And then you could snack throughout the day. They had like little bag chips and things of water to grab all day long.
Huh.
So it was the best food I've ever had at Girl Scout camp. I was so happy. But besides that, it was just nice to have that one-on-one time with Madeline.
Yeah.
She played on the playground with her friend and they splashed around in the water and did all that stuff and got all nasty with like sand all over them. It was so gross. And then we went canoeing and I didn't tip her over or like scare her in any way.
Did you want to? Or did people do that to their daughters?
Not on purpose, okay. But once you get so far out, if you tip over, they're like, just leave your canoe there and swim back to shore. And I'm like, well, if I fall out, I have to get back in or pull my canoe. I can't be like, Madeline, just paddle back. I'm going to go swim over there. And if she falls out, no, I'm getting her back in the boat or else I'm grabbing her and swimming back. But
right,
they were trying. I mean, we had life vests on, obviously, and it was totally safe. But as they're going through what can happen, I was like, oh my God, please don't let me tip this over. That would be awful.
Oh, wow.
And Madeline just doesn't weigh anywhere close to the amount that I do. So if she moved just a little bit, it did actually rock the boat because it was trying to,
oh, wow, you know,
keep it even or whatever. And then, oh, we went bike riding. They had, like, that was part of the package. You could borrow bikes from the little bike shop up there.
Oh, cool.
And so the girls rode around just in, like, a little circle because they didn't want to go on the scary bike paths or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they went back to the beach and played some more. And that was that. So it was super fun.
That's a nice weekend. You had a great weekend for it, too. You had great weather.
Yes. Not too hot, not too cold.
And you came home and it rained.
Yep.
Perfect.
So they were saying it was going to storm up there really bad, but it didn't.
Yeah.
So we were good.
Good.
But,
yeah, happy for you.
Except for now, I feel like summer's over.
Shush.
Sorry.
No, because I know, I mean, you know, it's August 1st today, releasing August 2nd.
Yeah.
I'm going on vacation now we're leaving the 7th through the 15th. And then 4 days later, take my son to school.
Ugh.
College.
Stop. I'm not ready for
that. And then 6 days after that is when my daughter starts.
Yeah, they start early this year.
Well, she has her own schedule.
Yeah,
you guys start early. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Not ready. Not ready. You're not ready.
Nope.
But anyway, yeah, it was a good weekend. Some nice one-on-one time with the little one. So
that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You had a better... My highlight was just Oreos.
Your Oreo story was cute, and it led into my story because I was very excited about getting...
We bookended Oreos. With Oreos.
They should sponsor us. Oh, my God. That would be so good.
Oreo, I would... I would never...
Why do the hosts of Pier 54 now weigh 8,000 pounds? Because they can't stop eating delicious Oreos. Yum.
Oreos do not make you fat.
Maybe if you only eat one or two like you do. But the way I eat Oreos, oh my gosh, yes.
You can eat all the Oreos you want if you also... Well, maybe not all the Oreos that you want. Because you can't
outwork. Please don't say the exercise word to me because we know I'm not doing that.
But I'm just saying, then that's your choice. The Oreos don't make you gain weight.
No, it would be my personal choice that I was gaining weight. But
don't
I have
you remember
no...
that they just had a huge lawsuit over this? That the guy sued them and that's why everything has trans fat on it? Because he basically said that Oreos made him gain weight.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't pay attention to that. No, it's never the food's fault. It's your fault for eating it. Don't eat that much if you don't want to gain weight.
Right.
But
everything in moderation.
Yeah, but I don't do that, and I don't exercise. So I would eat all the Oreos, and I wouldn't blame Oreo. I would just yell at Oreo because they're so delicious I couldn't stop. It's absolutely not a negative towards Oreo or even weighing 6 million
pounds. We're
trying
to get a sponsorship from Oreo here, and you are just, like, bashing them.
I'm not. I'm telling them I would eat them no matter what.
But not the Pop Rock ones.
No.
Then that's not no matter what.
You can eat the Pop Rock ones.
They're
it doesn't
limited edition.
Make any sense.
They're good.
It doesn't make any sense.
They're yummy.
All my popping will happen in my milk cup, not in my mouth. That's a
we
waste.
Will have. Okay, so they do sell the 6 individual like sleeves. Because it was funny because my aunt and I have like a serious obsession with Oreo. Like, it's a weird shared obsession.
Okay.
And I showed her them and she's like, I wanted to buy them, but I only wanted to buy the smaller pack and they never do the limited edition in the smaller pack. Sure enough, they do.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Find them at the gas station.
Okay.
Pay the $1.50.
Okay.
And we will experiment and see if they start popping in your mouth or popping in your milk before they pop in your mouth.
They will. And then you can tell
you
me
don't
I'm
know.
Right. Okay.
because you haven't done it yet.
Let's like put some wager on this here. Amanda's right and Shannon's wrong. Give me a break.
First of all, I never said that you were wrong. I just want to know what the answer is. Okay.
I'm going
to
do it for next week, and then you're going to tell me that I'm right.
I want to see
it. Obviously, any...
I'm not going to see it because we're not recording in person next week.
Well, then I'll do it for the following week.
Okay.
The Oreo doesn't know if the liquid is your spit or if it's milk. So
they don't start popping right away.
Okay.
There is a lag time on the popping.
Okay. Like always.
I'm curious now.
Like always, I'm convinced I am right, and this time I intend to prove it.
But I'm really curious about this now.
Well, 2 weeks. Everyone tune in 2 weeks.
I can't be wrong about something I'm not saying I'm right about. I'm just curious as to what the actual answer is.
In 2 weeks to hear that Amanda is right and the popping will happen in the milk.
Did I tell you that somebody messaged us that like they were super impressed that we're still friends after the passionate way that we talked about Michael and Chase?
We will always
They're like,
be
how
friends.
Are you still friends? I'm like, I don't know. It's just fun.
We'll always be friends.
Yeah. It's going to take a heck of a lot more than disagreeing yes. about General Hospital.
Right. These aren't real life people we're arguing about.
No.
So we're good.
Yeah.
But that's cute that they were concerned. Thank
I know.
You.
But just like, I'm not fighting with you about the Oreos. Now I want to know the answer.
All right. Well, we're going to find out in 2 weeks.
We will. Okay. We have such exciting lives.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So, all right. Join us on Thursday as we talk with Hudson West.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.